23 hours.
Market traders demand urgent drainage intervention. West dumping concerns are raised in Lusaka town center. And in African news, the U.S. sanctions the DR Congo ex-leader Kabila over rebel ties. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Traders at Soweto Market have called on relevant authorities to urgently address persistent waterlogging in the trading area. The traders have told Common Radio News that despite the end of the rainy season, the market remains flooded, making it difficult for them to conduct business. They have further accused and named a brewery's company for discharging water from its factory, which they say is worsening the situation and affecting their trading spaces. Meanwhile, businessman Brian Nasilele has appealed to the Lusaka City Council to consider empowering traders with loans under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to help improve their operations.
Na CDF wanga leti kuno kutaniza kuma youth yangu so that wapeza po sewenje njia mezi nga funika kuno kuso wetu ngani ya CDF chema nini challenge inangu ya meni nga kambi wakwe bati luwari umu wanabola vimanze ni batari umetu sewenje la so kuzofunika atristi batuwa lilako pa so that manzi wasakiri kopiri kamanza so that wanduwa kazipita kumushi kai mvula inasira ni kudala bati tukari umatika so the business management si indabu ino kai wanduwa yopa manzi.
A Lusaka resident has called on fellow citizens to refrain from indiscriminate dumping of waste within the central business district. The resident has emphasized that it is the responsibility of every individual to help keep the city clean and maintain a healthy environment. Meanwhile, Mary has commended the Lusaka City Council under the leadership of the town clerk for the efforts in installing street lights across the city. She notes that the initiative has contributed to a noticeable reduction in criminal activities, particularly during the night.
Inendikalo lokuchongwe kuno apapa ibri mwandunga uleiso obushiku pali apatita nomba patlis badika kwa malaiti apolo bushiku kutumwa muno romoro janki alefo kustata kutumwa muna tuyo ofo tulefu haya so nomba chili kuli ifo fwe bantuna ifwe mindset ya ifo futuwa kwa teru natumwa malaiti batu vikira kwa nomba mkusokula kwa wasokula kwa kantambo wa chitasha ni finti chale kwa kwaka ukula pose chisoso mshau ni musiti yesumu na umonati apata palingi kwa kupose chisoso parapene waposa chuo ni mbaka nsoti wa kwanisha shani bantu ifo fwe bantu ifo ni fwe fwe bantu number one umusaka ni fwe fwe bantu so nati wa mbaka nsoro nga baisamo ni ishadilisi ifwe na ifo tule chika kwa umusaka mbaka nsoro kuisa upilika vimanje pion sete nga tuwele kila mbaka nsoro siti estate ikari wino.
A new market shelter is nearing completion in Lubuto Ward of Ndola, promising improved trading conditions for dozens of traders following years of operating in a deteriorating structure. Built in 1978 by the local authority to support a small-scale trade, the old Lubuto market shelter served traders from Lubuto and surrounding communities for decades. However, in 2024, residents and traders are called for the construction of a modern facility, citing the deteriorating condition of the structure and the increasing number of traders in need of space. One of the traders, Joyce Mwanza, who has been operating at the market since 2020, has described the old shelter as dilapidated with poor sanitation standards. She has welcomed the new development, saying it will provide a cleaner, safer and more spacious trading environment. Another trader, Andrew Botta, notes that the original structure was built at a time when the area had a much smaller population. He says the new facility reflects the growing economic activity in the ward and will create room for more traders to operate comfortably. The new market shelter will accommodate approximately 76 traders, offering improved working conditions and expanding business opportunities for local entrepreneurs. Residents of Luangeni constituency in Chipata district have welcomed the construction of a maternity annex at Kayeke Rural Health Post, describing it as a major step towards improving access to maternal health services in the area. Lillian Zulu of Unjalaniko village in Nshingo Ward has explained that the facility has running water, beds and facilities for premature babies. Ms. Zulu highlights that the maternity annex has transformed the area because they previously struggled with transport money to reach distant facilities as the area is remote. Another resident, Timothy Zulu, notes that the maternity annex has reduced the need to travel long distances to Mwami and Chipata Central for healthcare services. He points out that over 15 villages are benefiting from the facility, including Kayeka, Njalaniko, Ntombimbi, Lembani, Dolomoni, Zamanja, Mnukwa, among others. He mentions that the project commenced in 2023 and will conclude in 2026. Susan Chilumbu explains that hiring a motorbike at night when labor begins is risky, as riders refuse the fearing attacks from criminals.
Ukamba bazona, lazima wanayekuvutika kwa mbili kuno kukaeka zoni kuno. andar wange ni konsuwezi siko wani kwa bani hauli no maje kwa bani soru maje bani soru 0302 hours